We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back. Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Jerod and Jordan, that's your future. Jerod Mayo, Jordan Montgomery. We're moving on. We're on to Montgomery, Curtis.
Oh, your dark day. Tom Brady's dog, Lua, just passed away.
What?
Yep.
We're here tonight.
Sad. Didn't even know he had a dog. I will acquiesce to this text. 603 texter, one question for Ken. If Brady were still here with this year's disaster of an offense, who wins more games? Maybe not playoff bound, but five more wins at least. Bill would have his record and be gone. You could, I mean, Brady retired, so he's probably not playing this year. But if he had been here the last 3 years, does Bill have an extra 10 wins to get Shula's record, which maybe have exited him out the door quicker? That you could make
Ken,
that case.
I'm just curious. I didn't have a summa cum laude degree from Northeastern. So what does valuable mean?
What does valuable mean? In terms of football? Winning.
No, in terms of ukuleles.
Okay, wins, but regular season wins are fairly hollow, right? Especially
okay, no, but so what does most valuable player mean to you?
In this case, it's Tyreek Hill this year.
No, I mean in general. Like, so what would that player mean? Would that mean that that player, of all the players in the National Football League, that one person would bring the most value, meaning game-changing
right.
performance to their team?
I'm acquiescing, yes. He's
okay,
still
so
good.
In Tom's second year in Tampa Bay, he threw 43 touchdown passes and was second in the MVP balloting, meaning there was one player more valuable than him in the entire NFL.
He was good.
Right?
I don't think he should have retired.
No. So how could the most valuable or second most valuable player not do more for a team?
I just said he would do more. You probably have 10 extra wins over the last 3 years.
Okay, so are you a playoff team maybe?
Maybe.
Okay, and what happens in the playoffs?
Yeah, you lose in round one or two, same as he did.
No, but I mean, in the playoffs, literally anything can happen, right? I mean, if you have Tom Brady, he's a pretty good playoff quarterback, right? Maybe one of the best. I don't know.
Okay, I just don't believe he. I don't believe he would have won a Super Bowl.
But you realize that what you're saying is really an indictment of Bill Belichick.
Well, yes, they were horrible in how they had no quarterback plan. They hired Patricia. Yes, it's become a disaster.
No. What you're saying is if even with Tom, the team around Tom was so bad that the most valuable player in the league wouldn't have improved their team very much.
Correct.
So you're really saying that Tom was the reason they won all along.
Well, Bill didn't fall off the cliff until about 3 or 4 years ago.
Right, because I have this argument with Wiggy, and it's always the same thing where he's like, it's 90% player, 10% coach. And then I say, okay, so it was 90% Tom. He's like, oh, no. You can't have it both ways.
Well, it's not the same. I mean, Bill's acumen is not what it was. I don't believe it is.
When did that shift? Was it maybe when Tom left? The smartest guy? It was sort of like in 2008 or 2000 or 1994?
Yes, 94. Let's go
all those years that he was a head coach in the NFL but didn't have someone.
Let's go to Ted in Scituate. I think he's – do we have Ted on already? Ted, were you on already?
Hi.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
I love
Scituate. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Ted.
Can you hear me now?
No, we can't. We're going to go to Danny and Quincy. Hello, Danny.
Well, Merry Christmas.
For that.
Jeez.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you,
both.
Danny. Thank you very much for the present.
I love the shirtless calendar. My Lord.
It was a little risque.
Hide the ladies.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. No, don't lie, Curtis. I didn't. My body was not in that calendar.
I know. You really are. Are you sure you're not on SNL?
At all, unless I shape up like look like a palm tree. I've been called worse, but maybe I do look like a palm tree. But you
Merry
know,
Christmas,
I put the
Danny.
In, I, Merry Christmas to both, and you know to Al from Everett. Merry Christmas, Al.
Wow.
Merry Christmas, Al.
That is very benevolent. Right?
Yeah. Well, I don't hate anybody on this planet at all. Okay. I just always up for a good argument when it comes to sports. So. That's where that went. And by the way,
the mortadella sandwich line was an A plus.
Yeah,
Danny.
You know,
that was a little rough, but that's fine.
Well, wait a minute, Ken. My dad was born in Canzano Abruzzi, Italy. My mother's parents were born in Sulmona Abruzzi, Italy, which is in the valley from Canzano. My dad's on the mountain. My mom's in the valley. Right? I grew up on mortadella, cavolo, prosciutto, and salami.
Cavolo.
I was weaned on the stuff. My Italian grandmother, my dad's mother. Used to cure the prosciutto in the basement in Mattapan on Way Boston Street where she lived. Wow. Okay?
Can you do me a favor, Danny? Danny, quickly. Can you do me a favor? Can you cure Ken's inability to see what's really going on?
All right. So there you go, Ken. You got my background.
I know
so
you have
anyway.
Credentials. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. And my God bless my daddy was on his way to a POW camp 79 years ago today after he got captured in the Battle of the Bulge. So. 20 below zero, freezing cold, train getting strafed, and he survived. Anyway.
Well, Danny, I got to tell you, I've had a rough one. They said no rain. It's been pouring here in Jupiter. So.
You know, my dad used to say anytime something like that came up with me, a stupid thing, he'd say, Danny, at least no one's shooting at you, right? So anyway, I always took that with me everywhere I go. At least no one's shooting at you, Curtis. And by the way, those showers down there are localized because it's sunny to the north and it's sunny in Miami. So that's... You'll be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Now I don't even know, I forget what I was going to talk about. But, I mean, as far as the defense goes, Kim, how come Curtis, you're the first person that has mentioned Steven Belichick's name today in about 2 months. And, I mean, the defense right now is they've carried the load, generally speaking, they've carried the load since 2018 with this team. They won a Super Bowl off the defense in 18. They carried Brady for 8 straight. They won 8 in a row and got back in the race in 19. And Brady had the puss on his face. Okay?
Yep. So right. Bill's puss is just lambasted to his face.
Well,
but, okay.
You know, he's always that way. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Okay. So that excuses
again,
it.
But Stephen Belichick, how do we know Stephen Belichick is not calling the plays and Mayo is his assistant?
How much you want to bet what the salary is for those two there, Danny? Who do you think makes more?
Well, I don't know what the salaries are.
No, I'm asking. I know we don't know. You like to use conjecture. I'm asking you, who do you think makes more money, Gerard Mayo or Steven Belichick?
I don't know. Probably Steven. I don't know. Okay. I don't care about the salaries.
Well, that, of
I
course
care
you
about
do.
The results
that's
on the field.
Gerard Mayo is the coach in waiting. He is making far more than Steven Belichick is in salary.
Who cares? Who's in charge of? So who's in charge of the defense?
Nobody knows.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Let me put it to you this way. Both are free agents today. Who's getting a head coaching job in the NFL first?
A head coach? No. I don't believe either one of them are ready yet.
Can you answer a question? Which one gets the job first?
Probably Gerard Mayo.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
But that's beside the argument.
Of course
it's
not.
The defense has been the stronghold of this team since Brady left, even with Brady on the team in 18 and 19.
Right.
How
many points did the Chiefs score in the AFC Championship game, Danny?
I'm sorry?
How many points did the Chiefs score in the second half of the AFC Championship game, Danny?
Oh, please, Curtis, to hold that team to 0 points in one half was a miracle for any team.
I'm asking you a question.
That was the only reason why the that they even had a shot. And
I mean, Brady gave him the lead with 40 seconds left, and they let him go down the field, almost score a touchdown to win it before overtime.
This is the problem. You know, this is Ken.
Yep.
This is when I started to turn. I'll tell you when I started to turn on Brady. You go back to the 05 divisional playoff game against
just
the Denver
okay.
Broncos.
It's the emperor has no clothes.
No,
let him finish.
To pick the Champ Bailey. And the media never blamed Brady for anything back then. Mm. Never. And they came off 3 out of 4. All you hear was the defense, Belichick sucks, he didn't get any players. Right? They were going in for the score. The game, go ahead and score, he throws to pick the Champ Bailey. That was when Adam Vinatieri got him back in the game, made a one-possession game. They would have won the game and hosted the championship game in Foxborough the following week.
Fumbled against the Eagles, too. Don't forget that.
Okay, can I ask you a question, Danny, can we ask you a question? What was Brady's playoff record entering that game?
Oh, you're going back to generalities. It's a team.
No, I'm asking you. You said nobody gave Brady a hard time back then. He was 10-0 with 3 Super Bowls.
Nobody did. And to answer your question.
But Danny, what did they have to rip him about before that?
It's a team sport.
Answer a question directly. What did they have to rip Brady about before that?
A balanced opinion. I call the radio
show,
and
I'm going
like,
to ask you again. What did they? He was 10-0 in the playoffs, 3-0 in the Super Bowl. Danny, why were obviously
know,
they
Curtis,
weren't ripping
Brady's
him?
Never made a mistake. According to you, he's never made a mistake in any of the games, costing him any wins.
Of course
at
not.
All.
I'm not
never.
Saying that. But you're
never.
Saying, Danny. You're saying
hey, let me
that.
Tell you
okay,
something.
Ken. Bye, Danny. Thank you. Thank
oh,
okay.
Jeez.
You're saying, Danny, that they never ripped Brady. He was literally perfect entering that game.
Well,
he was 10-0 in the playoffs, 3-0 in the Super Bowl. He threw a bad interception to Champ Bailey.
Okay. Well, you should. I mean, he still
if,
threw
if
the
his
pick.
Career ended that day, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, then it took him 10 years to win again. Why did it take him that long?
I don't know.
Whose fault was that?
In 20 years, this will be laughed at, this conversation. Unbelievable.
Curtis, God bless you for doing it every single week.
It's just like people that are ignoring reality. Nobody was ripping Brady in 05. Okay. Nobody was ripping Jeter in 2000. I wonder why.
617-779-7937. Bonus hour of Ken and Curtis. Up until 1, KJ Lines. Then we've got both NFL games today. And I need some Red Sox talk. Please, like an unfiltered Red Sox segment. Can we just get some Sox
Bradfo?
Talk? No, I want to do it next with you.
Okay, good.
We'll do it next.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Okay, before we get the train back on the tracks, let's tell you what's trending. Bruins have now gone winless in 3 straight games as they fall to the Jets in Winnipeg. 5-1 the final score. Brandon Carlo was the lone goal scorer for Boston. Nino Niederreiter, I got it right there, Ken. He had 2 power play goals and an assist for Winnipeg. Jim Montgomery, before the game, was a little bit nervous, as he explained in his postgame.
I was worried this morning. I don't know why. It wasn't really because of anything that I had noticed, but I just had that feeling. And you know, it's all excuses. Anything I'd give you, we weren't good.
It's a quick turnaround though for the Bees as they head to Minnesota tonight to face the Wild for the second time in 5 days. Just a small Bruins note: the team has brought up Ian Mitchell as an emergency player. Puck drop is set for 7 p.m. Two of the hottest teams in the NBA will square off this afternoon at 3:30 as the Celtics will face the Clippers in L.A. Clippers are currently on a 9-game winning streak. Kristaps Porzingis, Luke Kornet have already been ruled out. Jason Tatum is questionable as he deals with that ankle sprain. Final injury report is out as the Patriots gear up to face the Broncos in Denver for a Christmas Eve showdown. Jabril Peppers, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Ramondre Stevenson have already been ruled out. 9 other players are listed as questionable. That would be Christian Barmore, Juwan Bentley, Trent Brown, Hunter Henry, Anthony Jennings, Jonathan Jones, Connor McDermott, Matthew Slater, and Jelani Tavai. On the other side for Denver, linebacker Nick Bonito, tight end Greg Dulcich, and tackle Alex Palchewski have all been ruled out. Pats and Broncos kick off from Mile High on Christmas Eve night tomorrow at 8:15. And week 16 of the NFL continues today with a doubleheader. It's a divisional matchup with the Bengals facing the Steelers, followed by the Bills taking on the Chargers. We'll have Westwood One's coverage of both games right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM, starting at 4 p.m. following KJ and Lions. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la.
Is that in honor of the mortadella sandwich? Kenneth Curtis. Ever had a mortadella sandwich? I don't think I've ever had one, Curtis.
I don't think I have. But I mean, I feel like every time Danny calls in, I have to say that, you know, defend my half Silvestro.
Yeah, you should do that more often.
I know. Maria Francesca.
So, Red Sox have not had a great week. I will acquiesce. I will admit. I really wanted Yamamoto. I wanted Aaron Nola. Those two are gone. Nola, 7 years, 172 to Dave Dombrowski. Yamamoto, 12 for 325, plus a $51 million posting, Curtis. And he is a Dodger, $1 billion for two players. And now the rest of the market can open up.
But can you explain this to me? You're a father, great dad, to the lovely Maya.
Thank you.
And if you began the gift-giving season by promising her the world.
Promising her full throttle.
Right. You know, Maya, you've been an amazing daughter. You're doing great in school. You're great with your friends. You clean up the house. You do everything we ask. The world is your oyster. Whatever you want. And then you give her a $5 gift card to Dunks. We love Dunks. She's probably a little ticked off.
Well, Christmas hasn't happened yet. That's the good thing in this comparison, in this analogy.
Oh, are you saying she should be very waiting for something huge, magical?
Magical happens in January, these days in the Major League Baseball circuit. Well, not for the big fish, because they win already. It's disappointing. I really thought there was a chance they'd pull that off.
But why? Why the self-inflicted wound?
I don't know what was happening behind the scenes. Do you think they were not? Was it fake? Like, were they not even trying? Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I don't know, obviously.
They had
a
meeting.
Don't tell me anything.
They went to L.A. and met with a guy, so they must have had some interest, even if it was cursory.
Or maybe they were a couple points away from platinum on JetBlue. But here's what I would say from afar. I'm not an insider. Obviously, it sucks. But they knew they weren't going to be spending a lot of money, which is why 10 to 12 people declined to even interview for the position that was once, back in, what, 04? Would you say in all of sports it was a top 10 position to run the Red Sox baseball department?
Yeah, definitely.
And now where is it? It's not even the top 10 in baseball.
Well, it's got to be top 10. There's only 10 teams that compete every year in baseball.
Okay, so. It's not top 5.
I totally agree.
So, I mean, you have the
Braves,
Mets.
Braves, Giants, Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, you know, whatever.
Cubs.
Rangers.
I mean, the Pirates. I mean, they're turning around. No, but of all the issues the Red Sox have, the disconnect, the chasm that exists between the front office and the fan base is at the top. And instead of, you know, overperforming.
Which is almost shocking based on their track record. Just a quick aside. I don't know how that's happened. It's not wrong. What you're saying is right. They've won 4 titles in 20 years. They've won more World Series titles this century than any other baseball team. And yet, the ownership is ridiculed and mocked relentlessly by the fan base to the point of getting booed off the stage last winter weekend. How has it happened?
So here's how. It's similar to the sort of sentiments around the Patriots in that we thought it was everybody that, you know, that it was. Because if you recall, Henry came in, outbid or didn't even outbid, outfinagled the local outfit trying to purchase the Red Sox.
Right.
And was distrusted at the beginning. And they knew that, and the calculus was they had to get an investment from the fan base. They were on the, you know, on the precipice of losing it because of the already existing disdain in the local media for their ownership of the organization. And they redoubled their efforts into the field. 0-3, they lose. The night of 0-3, there was like a letter to the season ticket holders from Larry Lucchino after Aaron Boone's home run landed in left field at Yankee Stadium in Game 7 of the LCS, mm-hmm. where he said, we will not rest. I mean, Google it, Braverman. There was a missive declared by Larry Lucchino against the evil empire. And it was followed up by a trade at Thanksgiving for Curt Schilling, a signing of Keith Foulke. And then that year, you know, we all remember what happened. It was the pursuit of Alex Rodriguez, everything. This year, you have an ownership, and what people have realized is that it was Theo. It was Francona. It was the players. It was Manny. It was Ortiz. With the Patriots, it was Brady. So there is not the same buy-in that exists.
That year, they spent Thanksgiving at Curt Schilling's house, right? Trying to reel him in.
Yeah, and Schilling was on Sons of Sam Horn, and nobody could believe it was actually him.
Okay, so at that time, the Red Sox were the destination. This year, they went to L.A. and tried to convince Yamamoto to do what Schilling did, and instead, he had Shohei in L.A. It's West Coast. Like, how do they compete with that? How do you compete with the Dodgers, similar money at worst, and Shohei already there? It's not. It might not be their fault. I mean, they put their best foot forward. It's just not what it was in 04.
But here's what, for me, when I initially saw $700 million, I was like, all right, yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, there's no way that I would have been thrilled if that was the Red Sox, but there's no way at the end of it they're sitting there saying we made a good decision financially. But when I saw the deferred payment, I said, I wonder if they even broached that. Because talk about a way to get out of this tax. And I talked to my dad, who was a CPA at Ernst & Young for a very long time, who, sorry, Wiggy, you are wrong. If you live in Florida, but you are, say, you are a teacher in Massachusetts, your pension is not taxed in Florida. It's paid full if you move out of state. So that's why Shohei set up his contract that way.
Well, right.
He can live in another state.
But the Red Sox did this with Manny, right? I mean, didn't they defer his money? They're still paying him every year.
Well, they did it with Chris Sale.
Okay, so there you go. So it's not like they're unaware of it.
But that's what I'm saying is, why wouldn't you, if you're the Red Sox, if you're John Henry and you're going to sell the team in the next 15 years, okay? But if you're going to sell the team before 2034.
Yeah. Which he might not.
Okay, what's the downside? What's the downside to $2 million a year and then somebody else pays the freight?
Yeah, I mean, unlike Bogarts, who even you and I were like, I don't know if this guy's worth the money.
No, I'm asking you a serious question. Yes. Why wouldn't you do that?
I agree. But we don't know what they offered him. I mean, I guess we'll never know. I'm sure they weren't close to $700 million.
I saw, I think it was Lou tweet, or it might have been actually Tony. I don't know who tweeted it. But it was something to the effect of the longer it goes between what these guys have gotten and what the Red Sox offer was, the more it tells you it was never competitive.
Yeah, okay, it could be. I mean, so you're saying they should have signed Shohei and then they would have got Yamamoto. I mean,
well, why
great.
Not?
I agree, but now we're left with reality.
Even if they didn't, just show some kind of aggressiveness that you actually care.
Right.
Well, at some point, it's out of your hands. At some point, West Coast wins over the East Coast. I mean, you're in Florida right now, so.
I mean, where did Dice K sign?
I know, but again, That's a different Red Sox era, even though it was much later than 04.
But that's why there's, you said, why has there been a change? You just accepted that there's been a change.
There has been a change.
That's why the fans are mad. What's so hard to understand?
Why did it have to change?
Okay, but if you, but here's what I'm telling you. Fans,
it was you, not me.
They've changed, yes. But the fan base has changed, too. They are no longer demanding Shohei. What they are demanding is some action. And I am telling you, if they sign Jordan Montgomery and Shota Imanaga, they will spin it as two pitchers for the price of one, and fans will buy back in.
Joe
That's
Braverman,
all they
how
need
old
to
are
do.
You?
I am 26.
Okay, Joe, how many of your friends know who Jordan Montgomery is?
I got to go deep down to the bottom of the list for that one.
Yeah. Hey, he pitched for the Yankees for multiple years. He pitched in the division. If you don't know who Jordan Montgomery is, then you're just not a baseball fan. I don't know what to tell you. The guy's
okay, well,
he's been
around.
That's
a good way to get fans, by telling them they don't care.
I mean, I just don't think that's accurate. I think people know who he is. By the way, he's working out at BC. You should love this guy.
Oh, wow. I love people that work out at BC. What the hell do I care if he's working out at BC?
So you disagree. You think if they sign two pitchers, fans are not back in. They wanted Yamamoto or bust.
No, they are no longer in the conversation for one of the best teams in baseball. They are nowhere near contending right now.
Well, I would agree with that. But this is if in the next month, before Christmas Eve on January 31st or whenever it actually happens in the baseball calendar these days, if they still have a chance to right the ship, if they
who
trade,
wins a playoff game first, the Patriots or the Red Sox?
Obviously, it depends on a lot of factors of who the coach is.
That's why it's a Christmas Eve question for you, Ken.
I am going to say Red Sox. Full throttle, they're going to do something. They've got Cora, they've got Devers, they have a core coming. I think they're, at worst, 2 years away. Patriots, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the Patriots do. I think two is always a question mark. Any year he can be done for the year. The Jets are a dumpster fire. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Well, he's going to play next year.
The Bills
are bizarre right now. I mean, they are out of the playoff mix going into today's game.
It is. I mean, I will give the NFL credit for this. The product hasn't been great, but the parity is just wild. Like, the Eagles all of a sudden are awful.
Yep.
And they have, like, what was their record? They were 10-3, and they put Patricia in charge of the defense?
You know, I think they're 10-3 now, but yeah.
Yes. No, they're 10-4 now.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, I just clicked on it.
Oh, that's right. They lost the
Seattle. Right now in the NFC standings, the Bucks are ahead of the Eagles.
Oh, man. Yes, I mean, yeah. But the Patriots are still far behind Miami.
But look at the AFC. I mean, they're really... The Chargers are a dumpster fire. The Raiders are a dumpster fire. The Titans are a dumpster fire.
The Browns are 9-5, and they've started four quarterbacks this year.
Right. Well, that's to their credit. I mean, Stefanski's done a good job there. Somehow they found Flacco.
Honestly, the Colts are in the playoffs right now. That Colts team that Mac might have given them a trip to the playoffs.
They're 8-6. That is ridiculous. The Colts are 8-6.
And that's the whole point. In a world where everybody's in contention, you're so bad you're not.
Yep. Well, exactly. And that's why I don't think they're close to winning a playoff game currently, unless things dramatically change. But as we know, a first-round pick can change that quickly.
Right.
So that's cunning. But I do think the Red Sox have a plan to salvage this. I'm holding out hope, despite the disappointment of the week, that they'll pick two pitchers out of this mix and bring them in, and Teoscar Hernandez or some kind of an outfield bat, and they will get fans back. Fans are going to come to Fenway at some bare minimum level.
So we've done the turkeys of the year, which I thought was a great segment. We should re-rack it.
Was.
We've done best and worst of 2023. Here's another one for you. Who has the most to gain 2024? Who's got their male parts on the table next year?
Individual or franchise?
Can be anything. For me, there's two. Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah.
Well, because if the Celtics don't win at all, they should, right? I mean.
Yeah, but if they win, you won't give him credit. You'll credit the players for winning despite him.
But he'll have the last laugh. He'll be a championship head coach. He'll be a made man.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, Budenholzer was, and he was fired 2 years later. But
I would say Tatum. I think Tatum goes to superstar status. If he wins, people credit him. He had the 51-point game. He's close. He just has to win a championship. And then he becomes a megastar.
Yeah, but I think he's already a megastar.
He's a star, but he gets Steph Curry level. you know, he's already by far the best the city's got in terms of star power.
I'd put Jaylen Brown, though, over Jason Tatum, though, in terms of most of the game.
Most of the game? That's true, too. That's true, too. He's the more questioned of the duo right now.
Oh, God. I've gotten a... James just popped in the room. James, you want to go on the radio?
Have him carry out the last 5 minutes. In the meantime, let's go to Harrison and Seacomb here on the Kenny Curtis Show. Hello, Harrison.
Hey, Ken. How's it going? So, did I just hear you say that if Brady was still here, he would not get the Patriots to the Super Bowl? Am I like going crazy, or is that what you said?
Well, Harrison, you recall his last year here. He lost a first-round playoff game. They had drafted N'Keal Harry. Things weren't going well.
Okay, but like to Curtis's point, like the last year that he spent in New England, the last championship, he didn't think the 2018 team was going to do well, and they happened to win the Super Bowl.
Don't you remember how miserable Brady was when he was here? I mean, it was beyond just the fact that they hadn't given him the contract extension. He was seeing the writing on the wall that the team was terrible, and he didn't want to be a part of that. He didn't want to be a part of a rebuild, which I can understand. I mean, I can appreciate that. He wanted to win. He's driven by winning.
He didn't want to be a part of a rebuild. When did the rebuild happen?
Well, you've heard Bill say they sold out. I mean, the Cam Newton year for $1 million.
When did they rebuild?
Cam Newton year was supposed to be the rebuild.
Okay, so when did they?
And then they spent in free agency, and it didn't work. They spent on the wrong players, and they put Patricia in, right?
I mean, you could say that the Patriots are in no better place today than the day Brady left. They might even be worse.
But you think if Brady was here, they would win a title?
I'm just answer that question.
Well, yeah,
you said the rebuild. I mean, they are worse today than they were the day Brady left.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with
that. We know the player has a greater influence than the coach. I mean, even the best coaches, the McDaniels, the Shanahans in today's NFL, like, they're not what they are unless the players do the work for them. I mean, that's pretty clear cut. I mean, Belichick, I mean, he's the greatest coach ever, but he can only do so much if he has the greatest quarterback ever playing for him. And he knows the answers to the test. I mean, he, at that point, would have been, his 21st season in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
And so everything comes pretty naturally to him. So for you to say that, okay, well, maybe he was miserable, but of course, when you're at the end of the marriage, I mean, if they were to not let Brady go, I think he would have stayed in New England and he would have bought in more, but clearly there was a disconnect and it was clear that they were going to move on from him. So that's why I go with Curtis on that one.
All right, we agree to disagree. I mean, you remember how miserable Brady was, Curtis. I mean, the Guerrero situation was ugly beyond the personnel decisions that Bill was going to have to make.
Yeah, I mean, Ken, to be candid, I mean, if we're going to, in lieu of the barroom, you know, made-up world that we're in, right, about what would have happened, like, they were past the point of no return. There was no way that, despite what Wiggy or, I mean, Bill and Tom were not going to work together anymore, right? I mean,
yeah. I mean, I feel like Brady, his other option was to retire, which he didn't want to do.
So I feel like Robert, I mean, he was forced to pick one. He picked the guy he thought would be better longer.
Right.
You know, it's okay. You know, he made a mistake, but it's not like he, you know, was sitting at 18 and doubled down. I mean, it's like it was a calculated risk. One I wish he would have just accounted for and stood in front of it.
Who would Brady's preferred coach have been if they had gone Brady over Bill?
I think it was Bill O'Brien.
You think it
if
was?
I remember. Wasn't there a reporting on that? I don't remember. But there was some story out there that they had worked with
Or McDaniels. Would they have made McDaniels the coach?
No, there was something with Josh and Tom at the end that there's the Fourier's sort of intimated about that, but they weren't in a great place at the end either.
617-779-7937. It is the Ken and Curtis Show. Final segment. Young John Lyons is in. We'll bring him in for a crossover next. He and KJ have you until 4 o'clock. Games today.
We'll get the latest on Brockton.
Yes, we will. Brockton High School teacher John Lyons will give us the latest on Wiggy, who will be in Wednesday to speak with Courtney about what happened with the Brockton situation. There was quite a bit of fascination about what happened there.
And I would like for the Brockton teacher to teach some history to Ken Laird about the Patriots as well.
We'll do that next, yes.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
More like the Blue Sox, am I right, Curtis?
I'll be so blue. Yeah.
Well, we're almost there. A couple days away. Until then, though, football games, sports talk. John Lyons will be on after us with KJ. They were on last night as well. And we welcome John Lyons. I was trying to get some Wiggy nuggets out of him during the break, Curtis. He's a fortress. He's not spilling the truth. He's taking the company Brockton High School line. I'm not sure what happened.
It's kind of funny, though, because like I work here. I work at Brockton High. I spent 8 years as a football coach, and Wiggy has absolutely no idea who I am.
So well, that's not funny. That's Norm. That's
yeah. I mean,
funny.
Ken. I mean,
yeah.
Interesting. Just a totally random question, but I'm just looking at the news coming out. So Trevor Lawrence is going to play tomorrow. If you had to pick right now, was it the Ravens in the AFC representing the AFC in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah. In fairness, I picked them in August, so I'm going to stick with that. Mm. But yeah.
Why? Who do you think, Curtis?
I honestly don't think it's going to be the Ravens. I don't know why. I think they're the better team, and I think their team is built well for the playoffs. But
Dolphins?
If it's Dolphins, if there's an AFC title game in Baltimore, Dolphins against the Ravens, mm-hmm. and everybody's healthy, I would take the Dolphins in that game.
The Dolphins haven't beaten a good team, though. Like, that's my concern.
Well,
like,
the
offense
the Broncos
is exciting.
Are pretty good. Put
it's
up
fun.
Against them.
Like, I don't know. I think the Broncos are kind of fraudulent. Like, I know they're 7-7, and they've been better the last couple months or so.
They're about to be 8-7.
Yeah, right. They're about to be 8-7. They've been better the last, but I just don't, like, I don't, when I look at the Broncos, I'm not like, oh, that team's a threat. I'm like, no, oh, whatever. Like, so I just don't, and technically you're right. Okay, Denver's 7-7, but I look at Miami's schedule.
They also got throttled by the Bills when the Bills were playing
well.
They
got throttled by the Bills. They got thoroughly outplayed by the Eagles. I think that was like a 31-17 game on a Sunday night. Like,
Tennessee beat them.
Yeah, like they have not beaten any teams that I'm like, oh, hey, that's a good team that they beat. So, and I'm not saying they can't do it, but that's why I just have a lot more confidence in Baltimore. I probably have more confidence even in Kansas City right now than I do in Miami because that defense is so good. But I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see the Chiefs on the road in the playoffs. It's crazy. What's this, Mahomes' seventh year, sixth year? He's never played a road playoff game.
Yeah, I know. It's not well. The Patriots went through that stretch, that whole second half of the dynasty. They barely played any, like the 2013 AFC Championship game, then the one in 2015, and then the 2018 one. I think other than that, they went like 12 years, and those were the only road playoff games they played. So similar stretch.
All-time greatest steal of a game, any sport, was the Chargers 06 divisional round game, where they got absolutely outplayed, and that unbelievable strip by Troy Brown after the brutal pick by Brady. And then who is the guy that's, is he the Rashay Caldwell that passed on the right side? Unbelievable game.
Yeah, Rashay Caldwell, who the next week was uncovered and did not catch the pass.
That was...
He actually had another... The, and I rest in peace, right? Rashay Caldwell is no longer with us, so I'm not trying to disparage the dead. But he also had another drop earlier in that AFC Championship game in the end zone that's forgotten because Jabbar Gaffney caught a touchdown the next play.
That's right. And so, that we all talk about, obviously, the Asante drop pick in Super Bowl 42. That's a clear, you know, perfect season gone. However, the 06... AFC title game, after they steal the game in San Diego, they're up 21-3, the Samuel pick six. They win that game, Rex Grossman.
Yeah, they had already beaten the Bears earlier that year. No doubt in my mind they win that Super Bowl. I'm actually more confident, Curtis, they would have won that Super Bowl than if they replayed Super Bowl 42 against the Giants.
True.
Like, that the Bears were just, they couldn't hang with them.
Yeah, the Bears are the only team in NFL history to open the Super Bowl with a touchdown and nobody changed their pick.
I know I didn't.
Spinning it back to current era, last night you guys were on, and I believe you were talking about recruiting free agents and talent to the city. KJ believes there is still a stigma, entitled fan base, toxic fan base that prevents some free agents from coming. Were you guys talking about that in relation to Shohei and Yamamoto, or
Well, even Patriots. Beyond that, because now, like, you look at the Red Sox. Okay, Shohei's off the board, and I personally never thought Shohei was a realistic possibility. Yamamoto, maybe. But now you look at, hey, you got Montgomery, you have Snell, and in the trade market, you have Cease, you have Burns. We've talked before, and I say we, like us and everyone in Boston, about, hey, there's certain athletes that just don't do well here. So now you got to figure out, hey, Snell's won two Cy Youngs, he's pitched in the AL East, but is he a guy that can handle Boston? Montgomery's won a World Series, but is he a guy that can handle Boston? Because you're going to have to throw the bag at probably at least one, if not two, of these guys.
Curtis already did a deep dive on Montgomery Fenway stats. They were not good. That was troubling.
Seven starts, four ERA. The VORP is 3.042.
That was troubling, Curtis. That's your best work.
I don't even
know
what a VORP is. So.
I don't either. I just pulled out of my... What's his Corsi?
If it fits your argument, though, Curtis, we'll go with it for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, KJ was going to get into the VORP, I think, at one.
Yeah, that's true. VORP talk at 1. Festivus and VORP at 1 o'clock. But yeah, I mean, I think it's something that, is there a little bit of a stigma on that? And can some Boston fans be way over the top? Like, I mean, even you look at the Belichick talk now, like, and I'm not saying they shouldn't get rid of him. They should either way. Like, there's a segment of fans and the way they talk, you would not think this guy won 6 Super Bowls. And we saw it when Brady left, too. Like, the 29, oh, he's bitching, he's pouting, the second half of the season, blah, blah, blah.
Puss,
like,
face, Danny. Gold.
Yeah, like, again, I'm not saying that's not true.
Could you imagine being in an argument involving two people
oh,
and
I
referring
heard it,
to Tom as puss face over Bill?
I trust me, on my drive in, Curtis, I heard you and Danny, and you guys had quite the happy and calm interaction.
Speaking of which, Al from Everett's on the line. Do you want to take Al before the holidays here?
Of course.
Al, your rebuttal to... Danny was pleasant to you this morning, Al.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Same to you, Al.
Merry Christmas, Danny boy. Listen, me and Danny go back a long way. He took me out of his boat years ago. But like he said, when it comes to sports, we love arguing about sports. When we say Merry Christmas today, we'll probably be going at it again next week.
Right.
That's how it goes, right?
That's beautiful.
We got different opinions, but... Guys, Ken, you're the program director in there.
Yeah.
You had one guy in the country, not Peter King, not Tom Curran, nobody. 4 years ago, this guy right here called you and told you that Belichick was about to be exposed by Tom Brady the day he left.
Andy
the crafts are pissed. I've been saying that for 4 years, and I told you 4 years ago they'd be contemplating getting rid of him.
Well, do you blame
right
Kraft?
Here, this guy. And I want to be it. Kraft did not. It was, come on, don't even insult my intelligence. I don't know why that narrative.
Well, why did he let it happen? Kraft's the owner. He's the boss.
How do you know he didn't do the same thing? I told you what happened. He did the same thing he did 10 years ago when this imbecile wanted to get rid of Brady. He told him, listen, we'll talk to Bill. We'll smooth it over. That's what I think happened. And then Brady said, no, I can't do it anymore. That's what I think happened.
Yeah,
but anyway.
And we even saw in the trailer for that Apple Plus series, The Dynasty, the only quote really in it is Kraft saying, I felt it was coming to the end and I was trying to hold it together, which also implies he knew that you weren't going to be able to keep both. He chose to keep the coach. Now, we can say whether that's right or wrong, but I mean, to me, that implies he knew it was not going to be a multi-year thing and he made a decision.
Yeah, well, I think it was Belichick made the decision. He told Tom 1 year, Tom, like, nonchalantly, I can give you 1 year at a time, Tom, after all he did for him. Tom went to the crafts, it's simple, and said, guys, thanks for everything. I've had enough. And that's how I think it happened. And we'll see. It's going to come out. But either way, on your airways, Ken,
yep.
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry Rongo called up when I said he was going to be fired 4 years ago and said I was a moron. So I put a challenge out there. I was brought in the studio 25 years ago for 3 different hour-long segments. Get me in there for an hour.
Ooh.
Let me take on these callers and let him call and apologize. Everyone.
Oh, the apology
I'm the only
hour
one that had it right.
I like it. Festivus.
All right, let me consider that, Al. Hank,
that's right. That's
Al,
right.
I'll see if I can work out a time for you.
Hey, Al, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I
love him. Ken.
Yeah.
Do you think there exists the potential that should this divorce occur between Robert and Bill, that we will actually hear Kraft's side more openly about the final days of Brady?
Yeah, maybe. If it gets that ugly, and as you say, they have secrets on each other that they've not told yet, but if it gets bad, maybe they both will.
Oh, yeah, that'll be an Adam Schefter segment on NFL Live.
Love it.
Yeah. Or Rap Sheet, who gets that scoop?
I would love it.
Jeff Howe?
Jeff Howe or
Tommy
Kraft?
Yeah.
Greg Hill, maybe?
Yeah.
And you're going to have to apologize to Curran, because he's had it right. I don't know why you're ripping him. The guy had it right all along. But we got 3 weeks
then it's
left.
It's a story. Then say it's happening. Don't say it's going to happen.
Curtis, enjoy your couple days, and I know you're back on Tuesday. Appreciate that. Fun working
Merry
with you
Christmas,
all year, buddy.
Merry Christmas, Ken. Merry Christmas, Braverman. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lyons, everybody.
Same
and I will talk to you on Tuesday morning with Scheim and Bill Belichick.
KJ and Lyons coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.